Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 9.05. This portion of the program is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free three-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. All right. All this week, or some of this week, we have been auctioning off an amazing prize package for charity for the Houston Food Bank. And today at 9 o'clock is when the bidding ended. And apparently we have our winning bidder on the line. Javier.
You did it.
Thank you.
Congratulations. You're going to get the Carlos Santana signed guitar, the vintage Carlos Santana guitar strap. Mm-hmm. I mean, that for sure has his DNA in it. Those guys get sweaty. Plus, I almost want to tell him who the headliner is at Winterland, because you're going to be so stoked when you find out who you just got tickets to. It's amazing.
Well, let's tell him when we get him off the air.
Okay,
we can tell him that, right?
Yeah.
No, we cannot tell him.
Oh. We'll tell you off the air. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it'll be a nice, you're going to love
the
surprise.
I don't know. Throw in another 10 grand and I'll tell you.
Oh!
No, I'd get in trouble.
And thanks to our friends over at the Fairmont, Michelle Heston, and all the great people that work there. They threw in a night at the Fairmont SF, so you'll get to stay there the night of Winterland, which is exciting. So please now reveal to us all, Hooman and Yuzette are the only ones who know.
Yeah, we know.
What is the winning bid? How much are we giving to the Houston Food Bank?
$10,000.
Thank you, Javier.
Javier, I was hoping to get $5,000.
Yeah.
This is so exciting. What an amazing thing you've done today. And to all the bidders, I guess it was a big war in the last few minutes there.
Absolutely, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I hope you enjoy all of the stuff. I hope you're as thrilled as we are about who's headlining at Winterland, because that is a big deal. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your contribution to everybody who's suffering in Houston.
Yeah, my pleasure.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold, Javier. All right, there's our winner.
Oh, man, that is so
awesome. Congratulations
to him.
So we're going to get that confirmed and make sure that's all, you know, on the up and up. But it's a big deal. 10 grand. Whew, it's wonderful. Someone should let Alan from Bananas at Large know.
I just texted him.
So that he can let Carlos Santana know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We've been compiling these throughout the show here this morning.
Oh, we have a contest to do. I'm so sorry.
Is that right?
We do. I'd forgotten all about it. Bryn just reminded me. Yell at Bryn.
I know. The phone lines are going crazy.
Florida-Georgia line. They're coming to Concord on the 15th and the Shoreline on the 16th. And we have tickets to one of those shows right now for calling number 97, 800-400-3697. This is the last day of this, and we're doing it all day, every hour on the fives until 4:05. Call now. Vinny, back to you.
707 says, there's a link on the California Lottery to Gamblers Anonymous. It is gambling for sure.
There you go.
510 says, 10,000 dead in the Mexico 19 earthquake. Mexico 1985 earthquake, not 400. So we got a bunch of different stats this morning. The 400 dead was from the 1930 earthquake in Mexico. And apparently, Mexico gets a lot of earthquakes because they keep track of these. And this one that they had yesterday or last night was record-breaking, 8.1. So,
well, anything with an 8, anything with a 6 in front of it is
big,
frightening.
Right. And by the way, so as they pointed out, 10,000 died in the 85 earthquake. They say that Mexico City fared way better because of that. They learned from that and built better.
Changed their building codes.
Going forward. And we got that from an email from one of our listeners who lives in Mexico City. Not one penny from syndication to Mexico City. You see any?
No. We have a guy, Dieter, who listens to us from the UK. Yeah. We're not getting any syndication money for that either. Boy, the internet. Woo!
408, I'm sick at home today, but that picture of Vinny and his grandpa made me feel better.
Aww.
Well, that's nice.
It is. It's just so sweet.
It is
loving.
Sweet.
Authentic.
Like, Vinny looks so, like, happy and squirrely.
Never could sit still in a hug, though. Yeah. Just can't settle into him. Oh, my God. I figured out the headliners for Winterland.
Who?
It's U2.
It's not U2.
It makes sense. They have a new album, and Vinny said it would be the best show ever.
But it's not U2. We're doing it at the Masonic. It's, you know, it's not a huge place.
Daughter of a gambling addict. This radio DJ report hurts to listen to. Dad lost our home, car, and his university pension.
Oh.
To 707.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it is horrible. And it's horrible. I can kind of see, I've never had a gambling problem, but I can kind of see how this guy, you hear the stories, you see it in movies, is trying to dig out and only getting deeper. And if you didn't, it's the Boomer and Carton show in New York is no longer, it'll be Boomer and I don't know who, because Carton was arrested for running a Ponzi scheme.
To try to dig himself out.
Of his gambling debt.
He gambled on Barbara Streisand and lost.
707. The real price for Streisand tickets was already off the charts. He would have been charging a bleep load of money. Of course that didn't work. I don't know what Barbara Streisand ticket goes for.
Thousands.
Well, right, but right... box office price. I don't know what that would be.
Right. She had to be a little perturbed that there were so many empty seats when he couldn't sell all of those tickets. Oh, those are my fans.
Hooman's shirt actually fits him today. Good job, Who.
Oh, let me see your shirt, Hooman. Oh, that's a cute shirt. He's got a little stripy shirt on.
Too many when Jesus today.
Yeah, I was about eight deep in the when
well,
Jesus.
Well, you know, he asked.
He did
for
ask
it.
For it.
It was kind of a bummer that he didn't listen. But you know, I get it. He was trying to get money for.
Sure.
Good job, Bryn. Hashtag Jesus.
Thank you.
No.
This mashup is nonsense, and I love it. Says 650.
I love the montage. It's so stupid, but I just love it so much. It's like so makes me so happy.
These are already Jack Johnson songs, and they are remaking them in a lighter version. That's why they are called dressed-down songs.
Oh, okay.
So none of them are new?
I had never heard any of them. You have Jack Johnson records. Did you recognize
them? I have a lot, but I can tell you quite honestly, there's only a few that I know by name. The rest, I just play the album.
Right.
And for the most part, and this is what I like about him, he's just kind of background noise. Yeah.
But so none of that no. sounded familiar.
None right. of what you played, no. All
right.
But I don't, you know.
All right.
Like you said, I put it on a day when I'm chilling at home doing something, maybe vacuuming, maybe.
Doesn't get you all riled up.
And just trying to chill.
You know your kid's not going to hear any bad words.
Right. You know, when I'm listening to music, I put on Mastodon or something obnoxious.
Yeah.
That's
when
I'm
alone
really
in your car, you know,
locked in,
right,
and listening to every word. I saw Tori because I won tickets from you guys so long ago.
She's great.
Before Vinny's hiatus.
Oh,
and Vinny made fun of me for crying. Ha 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 ha.
He does that.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, he's the guy who sits on the couch and cries over
Moana.
Yeah, but
I don't
Toy
come
Story
into
3.
Work and cry, do I?
Let's make him cry, you guys.
Oh, I wish.
Get him.
Thanks for reminding me. I just bought the new Jack Johnson. Love him. Yeah, he's good. But you're right. I do cry a lot more than I can even believe.
Right.
Toy Story 3 undid me just two nights ago or whatever it was.
On the 10th viewing. I mean, it's...
You'd think I'd be over it.
It doesn't get easier.
Well, he's leaving for college and
I
the
know.
Toys.
It's rough.
Woody doesn't want to go by himself. He wants to be with his friend. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
I had my identity stolen 3 times, says Jennifer. I even knew who it was and called the police, and they said, unless you're a senior citizen, they don't deal with it at all.
Oh.
Now I have bad credit when I used to have a 795.
Oh, my God.
Bummer.
Hi, guys. I'm a mortgage banker and work with credit reports all the time. The absolute best thing to do, a consumer can do, is go to each specific credit bureau and put a lock on your credit so that nobody can run your credit without calling you first. Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian.
And everyone should at least go to the websites and read what their options are. I have heard about this, and they said that that's basically what LifeLock is doing for you. So they will actually, that should be mandatory. They should have to phone call you anytime anything is going to happen on anybody's.
You know what? It becomes a thing. You'd be surprised how many times you find yourself in the middle of a process and they won't let you because they're like, yeah, you're credit's locked. Yeah. Oh, well, crap. Then. All right, I need to hang up. I'll call you back. And you got to call the, get on the phone. And,
I would rather do that.
I agree with you, but I think that's one of the reasons why people don't, is because it becomes a three-step mm-hmm. process.
Is
everything.
It something that you have to renew with each of these places? Excuse me, every year?
The lock?
Yeah, like they'll give you a year lock and then.
No idea.
Hmm. That doesn't help you with your credit cards if someone's jacked your number. But I find that lately, in the last few years, I've really noticed, because I've had my credit card number stolen a bunch of times, and they're very good about immediately putting alerts on your phone, call us, you know, did you spend this money at XYZ in this state?
I think many companies are trying their best.
Yeah.
But I also think that they cannot keep up with the hackers.
Right.
And there needs to be a much greater overall umbrella-like effort over the internet and the way transactions are done so that we aren't all exposed all the time.
Right.
And the idea that a lot of companies still are behind the times and are saying, yeah, let us get your Social Security number, and you just want to shake them. Like,
that's
no.
not for you.
What are you thinking?
I know.
I can't give that to you. What are you doing with that? Where does that go? Are your employees checked out? Or do you have a string of employees rolling through here that could leave with info like that? You never know what someone's...
I know.
Where it's coming from.
So difficult. And then they go, okay, well, you can't come here then.
Bye.
Yeah.
I've definitely said, I'm insured. Here's my insurance card. This isn't good enough. That's good for me. I'm out of here. And it is good enough. And they always do go, oh, all right. Right, because you don't need it. Because you're roboting through this process you've been roboting through mm-hmm. for 20 years, and suddenly you're not realizing times has changed. That number is exposing us all. And if you don't know, the Equifax hack exposed 143 Americans to... Million Americans to all their data is out there now. And I don't know what that means. It's for sale.
Well, they'll sell it to people who can't hack themselves.
Okay.
Like, oh, I need a new identity. Let me just go on the line and get one. I would love to be Vinny Hassan.
Don't be me.
Don't be me either, please.
Sarah Clark.
Don't be any people. Don't be anyone. Try to be yourself. Just be the best you can be.
Some of us are just trying to be good and do right in this world. Would love to not get jacked when we're not looking.
Right. I would love to not get jacked. I think that's a universal thing. But no one wants to get jacked. No one wakes up in the morning and hopes to get jacked that day. I mean, the bad jacking.
A lot of people wrote in about this Johnny Bananas kid.
Oh, people love this Johnny Bananas.
They love him, and they say he's going to be great on Big Brother if he does
it's
end up being.
It's just a rumor,
it might be true. You hear about these rumors.
True.
People, you hear this rumor, these two people might be together, and then it turns out there they are walking on the beach.
Yep.
You're like, they were together.
4 years of rumors.
The whole time.
Yep.
Then again, you hear rumors about that guy that he's gay, and you're like.
But.
Some of these aren't true. Some are. Hey, did Sarah's sister evacuate Florida too? You never mentioned her when you mentioned your parents.
She did evacuate.
She did?
Where was she going?
She went to a friend's house in, I don't know, Alabama.
A neighbor's
or
house?
Something.
That doesn't sound very safe.
They drove to a college friend of hers who lives not as far north as my parents are going. My dad's wicked sad. They're freaking out. They're so worried about their place. And, you know, it's...
As you would be.
Yep.
Morning, guys. Did you know Sam Smith is related to Reek, a.k.a. Theon Greyjoy, OFOC, HYGL?
Well, it's a small island. Everybody's, you know, related to everybody else.
Hey, Hooman, my girlfriend wants to know what happened with Olive the movie. You cut her out of the dream sequence scene. She was the slender, mixed-looking black hair girl.
The dream sequence?
I don't know anything about that. I haven't seen the movie. I'm
in
it.
I don't even remember dream sequence. Hooman?
Busy over here.
Are you?
There's no one on the phone.
The phone's clear.
Yeah, but he's got his own phone in his hand.
Is there a dream? He's planning his lunches.
Is there a dream sequence? I don't remember there being one. Oh, dude, that was not nearly loud enough. That wasn't loud enough.
That was just a little pistachio.
You must be exhausted from all the hard work you did this morning with the auction.
Woman.
Great job.
Thank you so much, everyone. Amazing. Also, thanks to everyone who's keeping us in first place at the Fire Stair Climb competition.
9:30 tomorrow morning, you'll be running those stairs again.
Thank you.
So, is there a dream sequence in Olive?
Is that the... You know, I saw one sequence that Hooman's actually acting in. Is that the one? Is that the... Are you the... Oh, did I spoil something?
No,
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. No. Please don't give away anything.
Is it the scene that you're in? Is that the dream sequence?
I don't remember a dream sequence in the film. If there's a dream sequence, it must be something that's been added that I'm unaware of.
Oh.
Wow, that was huge.
Do you think Pat would do that? Just splice in a scene when you're not looking?
That doesn't seem like Pat.
I don't know of a dream sequence.
All right.
415 says, your friend Rudy killed it on the Secret Show yesterday. So happy to have him as a new addition. XO.
Yeah, he's fun. He's a pretty fun guy to do those Secret Shows with.
He's great. By the way, our other friend, Scott Caprell, is back.
Oh, yay. Monday, right?
No.
No, he's coming. Coming to town Monday.
Yeah, or I think he emailed me. I think they were getting on a plane right now.
Oh.
I think. That's what it looked like.
Oh. He's not bringing Edson, which means that he'll probably have more adventures.
Oh, is that true?
That is true.
Edson was in the picture. Maybe they were just riding to the airport.
Edson talked his way onto the trip last minute.
He's going to school or something. He can't come because he's got some stuff going on. Scott's really sad
about it. Unless he started crying and was like, I can't live without you, honey. He'll be in on Wednesday, Caprero.
All right. I look forward to it.
I bet he comes.
Who, Edson?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I bet he comes. Last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I going to school? Let's stop keeping up this nonsense.
Sweet.
Let's stop pretending.
Ah, Caprero.
I agree with everyone. The crunching sucked. I fast-forwarded through it.
Not with everyone. Not everybody.
No, lots of people did not like the crunch. I knew it. I knew that was going to be annoying to people. Listening
some
to people
loved
crunching.
It.
Really?
There's some people who texted in that they loved it.
All right, we'll bring in carrots next time. We'll do it with carrots.
707 says, why does Vinny say s'mores with an H? It's not schmores. It's s'mores. It's like the Cool Whip thing from Family Guy.
Cool Whip. Why are you saying whip? There's an H in there, Brian. It's Cool Whip.
All these hackers out there, why can't they hack the student debt crisis and relieve us all?
Yeah, why can't they? Hack the things I want hacked.
925 says, there is no root beer in England. My friends there didn't even know what it was.
Oh. What they got? Do they call it sarsaparilla or something?
I don't know.
They don't have sarsaparilla?
I've never been to England, have you?
I have been there one time, but I don't remember anything about the root beer situation.
This sounds pretty good. The s'more is overrated, which I was saying earlier. I don't.
Yeah.
Unless you make it with a peanut butter cup instead of plain chocolate.
Oh, I am suddenly totally into s'mores
that
again.
That would be pretty good.
That'd be so much better.
Well, peanut butter. Peanut butter cereal. I eat peanut butter and jelly every day.
Yeah, peanut butter.
I still eat those peanut butter puffins. Man, they just tear your mouth to shreds, and every bite is still good, even though you're like bleeding, and you suffer through that to enjoy the puffin cereal.
Is that a Whole Foods thing, puffins?
I get it at Whole Foods. Yeah. I think it's a local brand.
Is it just like the big bag, or does it come
in a box? No, it comes in a box. Anyway, they're good. I agree with Sarah. S'mores are the worst.
It's not that they don't taste good. It's that they're just not worth it. But I do have to say, with the advent of the peanut butter cup,
Here's the thing.
I have to revisit that.
You're camping. You find yourself, you know, you've got the fire built now. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, oh, finally, time for the s'mores. You make one, you eat it, and it's over. Like, right. It's...
Well, it's something to do.
I would prefer just a plain toasted marshmallow. I don't need all the other crap that goes with it. And I just like to, I like to pull off the shell, the outer, the burnt outer shell, and then recook the inside.
Oh.
Pull off that shell, recook the inside, pull off that shell. It's good times. Oh, marshmallows. Yum.
Or have the usual campfire 20 beers. I mean, that's what you do.
I don't even, you know what's funny? If I'm drinking, I can't eat anything sweet.
Right.
And if I am having things that are sweet, I can't be drinking any beers. So I got to choose one or the other.
With the
I'm going to choose the beer.
Thank you.
For camping, that's what I've been waiting for all day. Uh-huh. Oh, I still remember. I think it was Natural Light. We pulled our 12-pack out of the river because when we set up camp, we tossed it in the river with a little rope on it. And
Natural
then,
Light.
Yeah, camping beer, man. Come on, give me that swill.
You don't go Coors?
No. Well, at the time, I don't even think we had Coors in Massachusetts.
Oh.
So we'd just get the Natty Light, throw it in there. Pull it out. It was just ice cold from the river. Crack it. You're filthy. Covered in soot. Oh, life is good. Oh, it's so good.
Anderson Cooper came out in 2012. Rachel Maddow has been out since college.
Oh, good for her.
So she is on a list of the first.
She was the first network. Primetime news anchor.
I was dying laughing at the crunching on The Secret Show, so some people liked it.
Oh, that's good. Right, glad we didn't drive everyone away.
The Olympics in North Korea would be Hunger Games style. Yeah, I misspoke, but you know what I was thinking about when I was talking about the Winter Olympics being in South Korea is this guy's been screwing around with missile tests more than ever right mm-hmm. now. It seems to me like with the Olympics going there, you're going to be at a lunatic's doorstep.
Right.
That's not somewhere I'm going.
Mm-mm.
And I fear that all of our greatest athletes in the world are headed there. That's frightening stuff, man. And I don't know how they're going to get that calmed down.
I know.
I mean, he's got to be looking at that as an opportunity to make some noise, doesn't he?
I don't know. I mean,
Isn't anyone looking at that?
He knows that he would be annihilated if he was to ever land a bomb somewhere.
I mean, he doesn't care about
we've
that.
We've all seen war games.
He doesn't care about his people.
He doesn't care about his people. He only wants, if he's going to go out, he's going to go out in a blaze of glory. He's crazy.
Well, let's let him go. Blaze of glory. Here we come.
I think we're out of time.
All righty, then. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back to say goodbye. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Unbelievable the amount of money that we raised for the Houston Food Bank with our auction. We'll know the final numbers on Monday.
Nice.
We confirm all the bids.
Thanks, everyone.
It's amazing. Brace yourselves, Florida and the East Coast. You know, we're thinking about you as Irma is bearing down on you. Mom and Dad, I hope you're safe. Tina and Jim, the kids, you know, good luck there. I'm seeing evacuation photos constantly coming from them. And so if you've got loved ones really in Texas, there, in Mexico, wherever they might be, you know, or just keep them in your heart. We're praying for you.
Go Niners.
Oh, yeah. And go Niners. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.